Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes see details.
You've got to speak what you want into your life. But far beyond that, you have to believe what you want into your life. It's not enough to speak it. You must believe it, or you will never see it. More than believing it, you must be prepared to work for it. You must relish the thought of working for it, pushing for it, growing for it, sacrificing and clawing for it. If you believe you are capable of great things, you will attempt great things. If you believe you have limits, you will live within those limits. Who do you need to become to achieve that dream you have? The person you are right now might not be good enough. Who do you need to become? Are you willing to give up everything in pursuit of becoming that person? Commit every day to speaking to your life what you want and what you are. Who you are and what you have inside you, waiting to come out. Who do you need to become? Speak it. I am. I am capable. I am enough. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am strong. I am a fighter. I am resilient. I am a creator. I am blessed. I am a blessing to those around me. I am a force for good. I am capable of anything I set my mind to. I am willing to do whatever it takes. Speak it louder. I am capable. I am enough. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am strong. I am a fighter. I am resilient. I am a creator. I am blessed. I am a blessing to those around me. I am a force for good. I am capable of anything I set my mind to. I am willing to do whatever it takes. I am. I am. I am. Now, speak it louder, but add your own affirmation. Something you feel deep in your soul. I am. 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 If that felt powerful for you, it's because you know somewhere deep down you have more inside. You've got more to give. You've got more to live. So dig deep down in your soul and every day believe I am. I am powerful. I am a force for good. I am capable of anything I set my mind to. And get out there and create that life you want. Do you need to become?
To yourself to be great. You owe it to yourself. Some say they're selfish. Some might say they owe it to their family to be there for them. Let me tell you something. You owe it to your family to set an example. An example of someone who lives the life they want to live. A strong example of a strong human being. You owe it to everyone you love to set an example of what a great life looks like, so they can follow in your footsteps. Settling for less, it stops with you. Accepting average, it stops with you. Strength, courage, determination, and a beautiful life, that starts with you. You can't help anyone until you help yourself. And when you make you strong, that strength will spill over to everyone else. They will be inspired by you. They will follow your example. Some say to focus on yourself is selfish. I say to settle for a mediocre life that you hate, that's selfish. Because that will be replicated for many generations to come. Until someone says, enough is enough. I am more than this. You owe it to yourself to see how far you can go in life. You owe it to yourself to earn the kind of money you want to earn. You owe it to yourself to be the kind of person you want to be. To feel the energy you want to feel. To have the body you want to have from doing the work you know you are capable of doing. You owe it to yourself to feel the pride of knowing you made your life. You didn't get lucky. You worked for it. You sacrificed. When it was hard, you pushed harder. You owe it to yourself to feel that pride.
You owe it to yourself to look back one day and say, that was the moment. That was the moment I decided no more. That was the moment I decided no excuses. That was the moment I said, never again, never again will I settle for less. I will work, I will ask, I will learn, I will not stop at hurdles, I will not stop at setbacks, I will persist until I win. You owe it to yourself, no one else. Do it for you, you owe yourself that much.
Owe it to yourself to be great. You owe it to yourself.
When I wanted to give up, it ended all. I made it. I made it through the storm. I made it through all the doubters. I made it through the haters that looked at me like I was trash. Say, you must be careful of what you look at. You must be careful in the things you see. Because those things might be some of the greatest things you ever experience. Because what you choose to see will shape who you will be. I know you had nights when you laid in your bed and you didn't even have a dollar. I know you had nights when you laid in your bed and felt worthless, like there was no way you could make it. I know you had nights when you wanted to give up, when you had to pretend like everything was good, but on the inside you were dying. That's the most painful part of life. We have human beings that are dying inside because they do not know the greatness that lies inside of them. Don't you let greatness lay down any longer. Don't you let your greatness sleep. You must realize your potential. You fight to one day stand on a stage and say, I made it. No matter if you sent your highlight tapes out to different scouts and they say, kid, you don't have what it takes. No matter if you're that musician and you send your music off and they tell you it doesn't have that it. Don't you let that be the last time someone hears your gift. Because all it takes is for one ear that values what you bring to the table. to give you an opportunity. You must be careful who you hang around with, because the standard we set become the results we see. The standards we set become the life we live. You must realize your worth. Whatever happens, you stay strong. You keep going. Don't you let disappointment stop you. Don't you let failure stop you. Don't you let your thoughts stop you. Develop a plan. These are the steps you take to say the words, I made it. I made it. I made it through the storm that looked like it'll never stop. Make sure you stick it out so one day you can say, I made it. So you can say, I'm proud because I stuck it out. I'm proud because I didn't listen to the naysayers, to the doubters. Make sure you stick it out for yourself. This is your life. Nothing is more important. Give it your all.
I wish I didn't take life so seriously. I wish I didn't take life so seriously. I wish I didn't take life so seriously. I wish I lived more. I wish I gave more happiness to my family. I wish I knew how precious life was, how fleeting, how special, and at the same time fragile. Insignificant. I wish I didn't give up on my dreams so easy. One day, life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. When we look back on our life, in our last breaths, we will all wonder, did my life mean anything? Did my life mean anything to this world? Was I loved? Did I have an impact on anyone else's life? Did I matter? We won't be worried about our bills. We won't be worried about our hair. We certainly won't care about our favorite TV show. We won't spare a second thought of others' opinions and judgments. Did I matter? Before you reach that last breath, today might be the time to make a change. Make your life matter. One day, it will be over. There will be two dates, either side of a dash. Make sure that dash is not empty. Make sure it is full of life, full of living. Oscar Wilde once said, "To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all." And he was right. Don't live like everyone else. Existing. Be extraordinary. Live every moment with passion and wonder. Don't take anything or anyone for granted. What is important to you? What dreams do you have? Go get them. What are you waiting for? You only have one shot. If you miss the target, at least you will live with pride, knowing you have no regrets. Who do you love? Who has loved you? Tell them. Tell them now. You never know when it will be your last chance. Don't take this magical thing called life for granted. Keep your head when everyone else is losing theirs. Trust yourself when everyone else doubts you. Master your dreams when all others give up on theirs. Be the captain when everyone else is content being the crew. Be the lion when all others are playing sheep. Be the leader when all others are following. Live each day as if it may be your last on earth. It may be. Leave your legacy.
Don't blame the system. Beat the system. Too many people blame the system for where they are in life. They blame the government. They blame the schooling system. They blame their parents. They blame their boss. They blame an event or something that happened in the past. They blame everyone but themselves. They blame everything but their own choices. Somehow, they are responsible for their wins. Everyone else is responsible for their losses. If this is you, you must change your mindset immediately. If you want a better quality life, if you want better results in your life, don't blame the system, beat the system. Most people would agree the education system needs to be fixed. But still, there's a great difference in results and achievements from even within the same schools. Most people aren't where they want to be, but there are some people who have exceeded their potential and exceeded all expectations. Same school, different results. One uses the system as an excuse. One succeeds despite it. It's not the education in school that determines our destiny. It's the education in life. It's the self-education and self-awareness that happens after school. Life doesn't end after school, and nor should your desire to learn and grow more. Don't blame the system. Beat the system. Most of us have parents who, while wanting only the best for us, don't truly understand the path we want to follow. Some blame their parents for holding them back. Some push on and succeed regardless. Don't blame the system. Beat the system. The most negativity and finger pointing is to do with the government. So many people blame the government for their problems. Blame the government for their wages. Blame the government for holding them back. Blame the government for everything that is wrong with their life. But there are a small amount of people, let's call them the minority, who ignore the government and focus on improving themselves. What a concept. Don't blame the system, beat the system. The better you become, the better your results. It's not anyone else's fault where you are in life. You are the one who decides what to do with your life, regardless of what happens. As the quote goes, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to what happens. Rather than complain and blame, learn and grow. Rather than focus on the negative, think about how you can create more positive in your own life through your own self-work. Rather than focusing on all the people that are doing wrong in the world, learn from all the people that are doing right. Learn from those with amazing, abundant lives. Lives similar to that you really want to live. Most people would say the world is set up to make you fail, to keep you small. I refuse to accept that as the truth. The world is set up to be whatever you believe it to be, and whatever you work to make your reality. Don't blame the system, beat the system. Don't blame anyone, create your own reality.